From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardif. This month's Versed in Florida is with Sarah Comito. She graduated with an English degree from the University of Massachusetts Lowell and has been living in Fort Myers for the past 13 years. Comito works as communications editor for a local PR and marketing agency. Her poetry has appeared in dozens of print and electronic journals and anthologies. She and her stonemason husband are urban farmers and beekeepers in Fort Myers, and she says the bees and their honey are now a muse for her poetry.
So you have beekeeping as a hobby. Do you have bees around your home? Where do you keep the bees? What's the story?
We keep the bees in the backyard.
Backyard beekeeping.
Yeah, we got our bees from this gentleman named Keith Council. You may have talked with him before. He is the president of the Florida Beekeepers Association. He was
highly likely.
Yeah. He spearheaded an effort to draft the Beekeeper Protection Act or a law along those lines, which basically lays out what you need to do to be a home beekeeper so that everybody can be happy and safe and you can, you know, have the freedom to have your own honey and to watch the bees do their work, which is endlessly fascinating.
And you do that?
We do that. Yeah, we started doing that, I think, maybe a year and a half ago. And we've had two different harvests of honey. So we have it all over our kitchen. It's this really dark, rich, wonderful honey that's made of all kinds of things, of all the wildflowers that are around in our neighborhood, of our flowering trees and our vegetables and flowers. They're fun to watch. And if you get close to the beehive while it's warm out and it's full of honey, you can smell it. And it's the most intoxicating scent.
And that's provided you with a poem.
It has.
Immediately, I'm wondering when poetry comes into your mind. Do you just stand there, smell the honey and say, that's a poem. That's going to be a poem. Or do you have to sit down, think about it, let it come to your mind?
Well, as I said before, I'm always looking for that spark in everyday experience. And so I recognize something as being rich with that. And I don't necessarily sit down and start writing about it. I'll think about it and maybe obsess over it for a while. And a line will kind of percolate. And then I'll build the poem around that.
Well, let's hear the smell of honey.
The smell of honey. As nascent corpses breathe out their love, it congeals in a sticky ball with all the millions and goes to live in my beehive. Cracked amphorae of thuya and clove grow in eucalyptus mushroom rings. Chaya moths harden in violet sugar and fall to the waiting grass. Thyme and camphor drink red borealis. Gnats in last light turn coral spawn in moonlight. Swarms spin sleeping spiders into hing. We inhale and never have to eat again. When the archaeologists appraise us, they'll know our cassia embalming by the taste of our bark.
And how does it taste?
Oh, divine. It's very complicated in flavor. It's not just sweet. It's got layers.
And do you make all kinds of things out of the honey recipes and things, or do you just put it in tea?
Sometimes I just eat it off the spoon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Poet Sarah Comito is a communications editor for a PR firm in Fort Myers.